The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the danger zone.
Yes, we're looking for trouble. Seeking it out, shooting it down, keeping you safe. That's what we do here when we head into the danger zone. Because when you're investing, well, David Trainer believes you are headed towards the danger zone. Why? Because there are dangerous stocks out there, and they look just like everything else when you take the normal, ordinary viewpoint. But that's not what they do at New Constructs. At New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do it based on research that starts at the footnotes level and then works its way up. And what makes a stock dangerous is that typically what you find in the footnotes is that the top-down numbers, the big picture view, is misleading. If you want to learn more about what they do, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer is president of the company. He joins me each week at this time. David, welcome back.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Post Holdings.
Post Holdings. It's ticker symbol POST, P-O-S-T, a stock trading in the mid-60 range. They make packaged goods and post foods and things like that. What's the problem here?
No profits and a high valuation, you know, growing earnings through acquisition. You know, it's funny, Chuck, Kyle and I were talking about this week's pick, and we're like, man, you know, this looks like a lot of the other danger zone picks. And we're like, That's actually a good thing for people who, you know, want to value our service, because number one, danger zone picks have really been quite prescient in this year's market. I mean, we're talking like 30, 40, 50% blowups across almost every single one of them. But then at the end of the day, a bad stock is a bad stock, and we're just calling a spade a spade. And we see a lot of companies that fit this description and they've been blowing up. Well, you know, I think we're doing investors a service.
Yeah, but there's something very different about this company. As much as you're quick to lump it in, the first thing I think of on Post is the stocks that you've been talking about, that you've been picking, you've had a lot of tech. You've had a lot of go-go, sort of fast, popular industries where you could see why the market would remain irrational for a long time. This is not that kind of business. This is Post cereal. Like, there's not a
Raisin Bran.
Yeah, exactly. There is not a plain Jane business more than that, and yet this stock is dangerous. That, to me, is part of what's interesting. And is that the kind of thing that, you know, again, you'd look at the surface, and normally we're looking at the surface of a go-go, internet-y, LinkedIn kind of, hey, everybody loves it company or what have you, and you can understand why people are maybe saying, oh, I'll let the momentum and the whatever kind of drive my sentiment. But in this case, that's exactly what I wouldn't expect.
But you know, you don't have to be an internet company to be run up in a bad way.
So let's talk about what's bad here.
Well, really what you have here is kind of another classic sort of roll-up scheme where ever since the spinoff from Rao Corp, they've grown revenue. Top line has looked great. You know, since 2012, growing revenue is 69% compounded annually. But over the same time, we've seen their economic earnings go from negative $72 million to a negative $276 million. Free cash flow has been a whopping negative $5.3 billion, or 126% of market cap, over that same time frame. You know what happens when you buy a bunch of companies but don't increase profits? You have negative $5.3 billion, or 126% of market cap, and negative free cash flow. All right, your margins go down. Your returns on capital don't grow. You become one of the least profitable businesses in your peer group, and we don't really see how they kind of rise from the ashes here. The only issue here is that people don't see them in the ashes. And the reason they don't see them in the ashes is because they're paying attention to that EPS number, Chuck, that we keep telling people is not reliable. And here's another big thing that we found is very highly correlated with the stocks that are blowing up. And those are the businesses that aren't just doing poorly with overvalued stocks. It's where the executives are getting paid based on non-GAAP earnings. And these guys have, like, for a company that's doing a bunch of acquisitions, you want to hear what they take out of their adjusted EBITDA number?
I can hardly wait.
About restructuring and plant closure costs. How about integration and acquisition costs? Well, wouldn't that be nice? Right? Let's run a strategy that ignores all the costs of growing our business. And, you know, of course, they ignore stock-based compensation. So, again, we're back to that place where, hey, you know, I'd love to get paid based on performance metrics that don't count my compensation. Anyway, it's not been run well. The business is not as profitable as it seems. You know, we've got $800 million or 20% of the market cap in tax liabilities. $126 million in underfunded pensions, 3% of the market cap. $100 million in outstanding option liabilities, 2%, right? So almost 25% of the market cap in these sort of hidden liabilities. I'll stop there.
Well, now let's talk about how bad the numbers are. Because let's get down to brass tacks. When you talk about a stock that's being overvalued, it is not like, oh, I expect a 10% adjustment. This is a stock trading in the mid-60s. How big a haircut is it due for?
We've adjusted our target prices on a bunch of danger zone stocks recently, and those are all on the website. We adjusted them down because when we were talking about some of these stocks, you know, several months ago, even sometimes a couple of years ago, I didn't want to come off like a kook and tell people, you know, it's stocks worth, you know, $3 or something really low. And so I always started to couch these quote unquote target prices in the form of, okay, well, this is what if the company does X, it's worth Y, right? Which a lot of times the X in terms of the implied performance expectations were still pretty high.
Yep.
But in this market environment where we feel like we're seeing more rational trading, we're seeing kind of a movement of capital away from the weak hands to the strong hands, I'm really not pulling punches as much on the target prices. So to get to your question, if the company grows its profits by 15% compounded annually for a decade, pretty good numbers for any food business, right?
Yep.
It's worth $13 a share today.
Wow. And what do you think will be a catalyst? Is this just a case where Wall Street wakes up at some point?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they run out of acquisition capability. Look, I mean, their debt, you know, $5.3 billion has had to be financed with debt and equity. So the debt's gone in the last couple of years from $1 billion to $4.6 billion. And the number of shares outstanding have grown, I don't know, quadrupled. So you're seeing a lot of dilution already. At some point, investors are going to have to say, that's enough. Wall Street's not going to say it, Chuck, because Wall Street makes a lot of money on this company. They make a lot of money trading the stock at these high levels. They make a lot of money on the acquisitions, right? Wall Street makes money coming or going. They get a fee on the acquisitions.
So right.
They love this roll-up story. And they love selling debt, and they love selling equity, all of which Post is doing, which is great for Wall Street, great for executives. It's up to investors. I can't tell you when the investors are going to wake up, but I can tell you, I've given them the wake-up call.
Yes, you have. You've sounded the alarm and told them that it's in the danger zone. It's Post Holdings, ticker symbol POST, this week's pick in the danger zone. And David just made a compelling case that it's worth about $13 a share, which is a far cry from the mid-60s where it's trading now. David Trainer, president of New Constructs, thanks as always for joining us on Money Life.
Great being with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer, of course. If you want more information on all the things that he does and that they do at New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com. Follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. Up next, we'll be talking about how you can avoid danger when it comes to your spending habits. I'll be talking with personal finance expert Andrea Warrock when Money Life continues right after this message.